News.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 12th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Sheriff's Office arrests suspect involved in multiple burglaries in San Luis Obispo County. Paso Robles District recognizes Coach of the Year and Community Bearcat of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Sheriff's Office arrested a 27-year-old earlier this week on four felony burglary charges and one count of attempted burglary. The Sheriff's Office says they began an investigation into a series of commercial burglaries that began in April 2026 and spanned multiple areas in the county, including Cambria, Cayucas, San Simeon, and Templeton. Businesses impacted include the San Simeon Post Office, Artifacts Gallery, McLean Jewelry, and Upscale Resale. Detectives served search warrants at a location in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo. At the time, evidence was recovered and connected to several burglaries. Coates was found to be in possession of stolen property from a burglary in San Luis Obispo that same day. Investigators determined that he has an extensive criminal history and is associated with numerous burglaries outside of San Luis Obispo County. Fire crews responded to reports of smoke at Adventist Health Twin Cities Hospital in Templeton yesterday at about 2 p.m. Crews found a smoking air conditioning unit on the roof of the building when they had arrived. After extinguishing the fire, they investigated and determined it was caused by a burned-up motor inside the AC. Paso Robles School Board recognizes Coach of the Year and Community Bearcat of the Year. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has recognized its Coach of the Year and other Bearcats that have made a significant impact on student athletics. Coach of the Year award was presented to Cody Wilsusen in Tuesday's Board of Trustees meeting. Wilsusen is the head coach for sideline cheer, competitive cheer, and track and field. This is her second year in a row to be nominated Coach of the Year. The Community Bearcat of the Year award was presented to Calvin Thompson. He serves as the head of barbecue coordinator for the Bearcat Boosters at Friday night football games, as well as numerous other fundraising events throughout the year. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District thanks Thompson for his service with Bearcat Boosters and his work as president of the Paso Robles Line Club as one of the supporters of Bearcat Athletics. The California Mid-State Fair announced the introduction of a new quiet zone for children and families for Kids Day at the fair. The Kindness Corner is a designated space that will offer families a quiet space focused on kindness, inclusion, and well-being. The idea was inspired by a fair proposal developed by 2025 Miss California Mid-State Fair Queen Sky Davis as part of her participation in the Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant. The Kindness Corner will debut Friday, July 24th. Kids Day is one of the most popular fair family-focused days. Children ages 12 and under receive free fair admission. The public is also invited to attend the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant Wednesday, July 15th at 6 p.m. on the 805 Frontier Stage. The City of Atascadero's Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, and will return again August 29th. Movies are family-friendly and will begin about 15 minutes after sunset at Colony Park Softball Field 2, 5599 Traffic Way. Before the movie will be a variety of fun games and activities for the whole family at 7 p.m. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia 2. On August 29th will be the movie Footloose. Both movies are free to enjoy for the community. In the latest election updates for San Luis Obispo County, James D'Antona's lead against Michael Aaron Woody continues in the District 2 supervisor race. He is up about 1,100 votes, 53% to 47%. Jimmy Paulding is still ahead of Adam Verdin by almost 2,000 votes, 54 to 46%. According to the Clerk Recorder's unprocessed ballots report, there are about 9,000 unprocessed ballots left in San Luis Obispo County. June 15th is the deadline for counting mail ballots that do not need signature cures or other issues resolved. June 24th is the last day to resolve these issues, and the county must certify election results by July 2nd. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Pirates 8-6. Tonight, the Padres will face the Orioles, the Giants will go against the Cubs, the Athletics will face the Rockies, the Angels will go against the Rays, the Dodgers will face the White Sox, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, a fire erupted at a large distribution center for medical surgical products in Tracy, California yesterday afternoon. The facility is about 5 miles east of San Francisco. Medline, the provider at the distribution center, said all of its employees and personnel at the site were accounted for. The fire was also burning in an industrial zone in the city, far away from homes. Thick black smoke was seen pouring into the sky from the flames. Several laws will go into effect for California starting July 1st. Schools in the state will need to provide at least one gender-neutral bathroom on campus. Smartphone use on campuses across California will need to be banned or limited by the start of July. Chain restaurants in California will need to provide a list of the major food allergens for each menu item. On Tuesday evening, A mother, along with her two children, were walking along the shore of Treasure Island Beach in Orange County when a wave reportedly engulfed them. Two bystanders rescued the mother and the son, but did not find the girl. After a 30-hour search for the girl, her body was located Thursday morning, about a quarter mile north of where the incident had occurred. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cave, your all news time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the USDA is accepting applications for its fiscal year 2027 agricultural trade promotion programs, providing farmers and ranchers and commodity groups with lots of opportunities to expand export markets and, of course, boost demand for high-quality U.S. products overseas. Applications for the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program will be accepted through August the 14th. Now, programs operate as public and private partnerships that help agricultural organizations promote U.S. products internationally and address trade barriers in foreign markets. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said at USDA, "Farmers first means giving our hardworking farmers, ranchers, and producers the tools they need to feed the world." She went on to say, USDA is using every tool it has to cut through the heavy red tape in overseas markets. Now, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the trade promotion programs have generated significant returns over the years for U.S. agriculture and, of course, rural America.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and with DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Broccoli and other growers along California's central coast are bracing for another devastating season of infestation of the diamondback moth, but state regulators appear in no hurry to approve a new federally registered insecticide that could alleviate the damage. Escalating pressure from the insect has led to rising production expenses that can cost growers up to tens of thousands of dollars per acre, according to a recent industry report. The pest has developed increased resistance to the suite of chemical treatments available to growers. Help could be on the way in the form of a novel broad-spectrum insecticide. The product was registered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last fall and can be used in most states, but the treatment remains under review by the California Department of Pesticide Regulation, whose spokesman, Javino Guerrera, offered no specific timeline as to when the review will be complete. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 50s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday through Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, low 90s Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Elon Musk is expected to become the world's first trillionaire today. SpaceX, his space company, is expected to start trading on the NASDAQ at some point after the market open. Crude oil prices fell below the $90 a barrel mark today after President Trump called off strikes on Iran and said a peace agreement could be reached within days. Hotel companies say they're not seeing the boost to travel and tourism expected from the World Cup. They blame the high cost of tickets and flights, also visa hurdles and the logistics of attending matches across 16 cities in three countries. The World Cup usually sees international fans willing to travel long distances and spend heavily to follow their teams. One bright spot, Airbnb says the World Cup is on track to be its largest event ever. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
When disasters hit and cell networks fail, Rapid Radios keeps you connected. Instant push-to-talk with coast-to-coast range. No contracts, no monthly bills. Trusted by law enforcement, government agencies, and over 500,000 users. Always ready when your phone isn't. Because in an emergency, seconds matter, and reliability isn't optional. Go to rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for 5% off and free shipping from Michigan. Rapid Radios. Communication redefined.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When friends and family come to visit this summer, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. With the Tuscan Vita offer, guests who stay two nights receive 50% off their second night. Book their summer getaway now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help. Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. As we're set and ready to go, call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL on this Friday edition, all here on The Right Choice.
God bless the morning exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, open mic Friday, Darsha and Kenny. Kenny and Darsha, again, who's ever in the driver's seat there will be the one in charge. So enjoy that all this afternoon. Also, before I forget, going like hotcakes, the pirate poster, Water Pirates poster, donated to us by Mr. Greg Graywall. And I've got one left. It'll turn out to be a classic someday, if not already. So just email me, Kevin at kprl.com, and I'll let you know sometime after 9 o'clock this morning if you have won the Pirates poster. Let's see. Yeah, Water Pirates poster. Okay, so good for that. Let's see here. Chris, on that farm news that you did.
The food and farm news?
I think... Was it you or the Today in Farming folks, the Ag Network, about the broccoli?
This one was not necessarily about broccoli. It was more about the effects of, what is it, the diamondback moth. But it just started with something. It just started with the word broccoli.
Okay. Well, what I find interesting, and considering that California is one of the top producing states in the country, particularly in broccoli, California produces the most broccoli in the United States, growing roughly 90% of the nation's total supply. Now, also mentioned in that, I think that there was other states that, what was this, pesticide or herbicide, whatever, that they were using it, or is that what it says?
The product was registered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last fall and can be used in most states.
Obviously not California.
The treatment remains under review by the California Department of Pesticide Regulation.
Okay, now,
I understand you don't want to rush to have some things because I think we experienced that recently with a thing called COVID. However, considering some other state, why not looking at the other states and the effects and so forth, if it's this is good, if it's bad, et cetera, because if we're the top producer in many of these the produces around the country, why not expedite this? Why not expedite it? You know, I'm going to tie this in with some other states, and this has to do with education, where they've been able to do very well, and Mississippi would be the prime example, on how they've been able to turn their education system around. Instead of being a laughing stock, they're doing quite well, particularly with minorities, which is an issue in California and other places. So why don't the people from the ag go to these other states? And again, maybe they are. And why doesn't the education people in the state go to the places such as Mississippi and find out what they're doing right? Would that be too much to ask? After all, they do like to take trips and use their credit card, the taxpayer credit card, to go on jaunts. So why not do this and maybe learn and improve instead of continuing to destroy? But I don't think that would happen. All right. Anything that... Oh, I got an email. Oh, boy. You go. Here we go. No, Chris, it's not on the yearbook. So we're 2 days in a row, right?
I think so. But still, we got to wait for Monday before we start celebrating.
Okay. Let's see. Mid-State Fair. Are you kidding me? Did I hear a kids' kindness corner? I think so. To relax from the hustle and bustle of the fair. It's a fair for crying out loud. What kind of kids are these parents raising? Well, it's their kids. Their kids. And, sir, please take this with all as much respect as you can figure coming from me. It's not an adult kindness corner or whatever this thing is, so I kind of understand. When I heard it, I chuckled and said, okay. Look, this has just become the norm. It's the norm, the kindness corner. It sounds nice and comfy and all this other kind of stuff. You take your kid to the fair, you drag them through. But again, you can only think about when you were a kid, if you went to an amusement park or fair or anything, you were kind of fired up when you went in, man. You just wanted to go, 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 go. Maybe it's more of a slowdown for the parents. I have no idea. But again, you're probably not going to use it, so we'll see how it works. Okay, what else? Oh, more Einstein stuff from the state of California. Now, we every year we have to be concerned with wildfires, and it's obviously no laughing matter. Serious consequences from this. So, again, you have to scratch your head because a study has been done. Another study has been done. And this is from UC Davis. And part of the study has to do with, greater investment in treatments in our forest would save millions, if not prevent billions of dollars in damage, while also reducing wildfire severity. These researchers found that, let's see here, thinning the forests, prescribed burns, and removal of excess vegetation. We stopped doing that in what, the late 70s, early 80s in this state because of many reasons, including the environmental groups suing and so forth. So now, I don't know how much time they spent on this study, but I guess it's better than none, and maybe just reaffirming what most people with half a brain could figure out, that we should have been doing this all along. And because they refer to it as an investment of saving all this beautiful land that we have, animals and homes, et cetera, et cetera. So this study, we'll see where this study, if it lands on anybody's desk in Sacramento, and maybe they can shove it down the throat of some environmentalist and see what their answer is to it. Okay? Anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right, yesterday we had a lady call in, and she mentioned that there is a tattoo removal program by Capslow. Okay? And it's not necessarily free, but it does say free to low-cost laser tattoo removal with individuals with gang-related, antisocial, or economically limiting tattoos in exchange for community service. So it's, you know, again, we throw out the, we use the word free and we think, but there is a little bit of a catch, and I think it's, they have to do 16 hours of community service. I don't know what that's equal to, but I did find out, and this varies, that tattoo removals can be from $75 to $500. But it takes, again, from what I read, 6 to 15 sessions to do so, obviously depending on the tattoo itself. So, yeah, okay, so the cost, free in exchange for volunteer work, usually around 16 hours of community service per treatment. Okay, so... but here's something just to throw out for the fun of it. If the government is realizing that this is a problem for people because they can't get work, should there be warning labels when people go into tattoo parlors? Saying, you know, because we have, you know, warning labels about this, that, and the other, and so forth and so on. You know, don't drink the battery acid from your, you know, your vehicle and all these type of things. We have all these warning labels all over the place. And, you know, don't stick your, you know, when you fire up your lawnmower, don't stick your hand under the blade. It may do some serious damage. I mean, again, from, you know, the ridiculous. So, and I'm just playing around here, but so why don't we do this? If it's an activity that in many cases alters or limits people's, shall we say, progression in life, then why not have a, you know, some kind of sign saying, by the way, before you do this, you might want to consider X, Y, and Z because it could da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So anyway, that's, let's see here. So, and then, you know, so you go on from this, and there are several programs around California designed to remove the highly visible, the limiting, and so forth. And the Central Coast, they have the Liberty Tattoo Removal Program, and it is Capslow. It's in Rio Grande. And this one says free removal. Okay. Now, this one says free removal in exchange for 4 hours of community service per monthly session. Catholic Charities Diocese of Monterey offers services on a sliding fee scale, and there's others around the state of California. And many of these programs are funded by local grants and tax measures. So these facilities that do this, I wonder, because there may be some suspicion on what are they charging as opposed to somebody just coming in off, you know, the street, not going through Capslow. So anyway, and it goes into it that people primarily seek tattoo removal to shed reminders of past relationships. Oops. Yeah. Also to accommodate evolving career paths or reverse impulsive decisions. Okay. Career advancement, evolving identity, which, by the way, Chris, that piece of human debris that was arrested that did the burglary, the story you did today.
What about him?
Did you see the picture?
No, I didn't, actually. We have a look in a few seconds.
All right, take a look at the picture there.
Where do you see the pictures for the sheriff's office one anyway? I don't see it in the article that they have on their website.
Okay, I didn't send it to you. This is from...
Oh, you got to request the mugshot in an email.
Okay, well, I can send it to you because Tony Coppola, he sends both to me.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to send it to you right now.
All right, it might take a few seconds for it to arrive here in the email.
Well, yeah, because it's when it's loading, because it's got two pictures and it takes a little bit longer than opposed to just a news release. But I opened that first because it came in late yesterday, and I forget what time. But anyway, I opened the picture first because I always get a kick out of it doing that to, I guess, satisfy my warped sense of humor or curiosity on when I see something on burglary suspects. Usually trying to guess kind of what the photo is going to be or who it may be, and et cetera, et cetera. So,
all right, it has arrived in my email. I am downloading it now. Let's have a look-see.
Okay, so when you go to it, so yeah, it came in at 4:30 yesterday from the sheriff's department. And bingo.
Interesting tattoo on the neck there.
Yeah, interesting tattoo on the neck. Of course, and then on the arms, you can see that one too, and so forth. So maybe he'll be going. Oh, and he's got one under his eye.
I don't know what that is.
I don't. But the maybe he'll be going to Capslo so he can enter law school and continue on his quest for life. Because obviously, this piece of garbage has learned a little bit about. Well, not enough, but he has, shall we say, been in contact with law. For quite a few years in his miserable young life. So, anyway, those are just the couple of things here to get going this morning here on The Right Choice. All right, let's see here. Kevin, they have a kindness corner. They have had kindness corners at the fair for years. They used to call them beer stands. yeah, don't you miss the old watering trough? Because, you know, again, back in the day, because it used to be quite the, shall we say, spectacle, so to speak, because when you go back years ago at the fair, it was called Radio Row, and almost all the stations on the Central Coast were there from opening, well, maybe not, from maybe noon until it closed at midnight, and you would do what we call remotes, call-in reports and so forth from the main studio there. Hey, what's going on at the fair, et cetera, et cetera. You get some interviews. A lot different than it is now. But one of the things was that when you got off your shift, first thing you did, you went to the trough there, and then you'd get to see a couple of shows, and then usually, maybe about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, I don't know what percent, but I would say a high percentage of the time, you would wait for a fight to start. That's the old watering trough there, as they call them, the good old days. All right, speaking of that and fights, coming up, I have got a song. This is an amazing song as part of our music trivia, all right? Now, this song has been around for over 100 years. It has become one of the most covered American songs in history. And it has to do with a conflict, or I'll say, well, no, I won't say conflict. A violent altercation that took place on Christmas night in 1895. Bet you're wondering. Again, it's one of the most covered American songs in history. All right? That's music trivia on the way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The California Mid-State Fair announced the introduction of a new quiet zone for children and families for Kids Day at the fair. The Kindness Corner is a designated space that will offer families a quiet space focused on kindness, inclusion, and well-being. The idea was inspired by Miss California Mid-State Fair Queen Sky Davis. The corner will debut on Kids Day, July 24th. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has recognized its Coach of the Year and Community Bearcat of the Year. Coach of the Year was presented to Cody Wilsusen in Tuesday's Board of Trustees meeting. She is the head coach for sideline cheer, competitive cheer, and track and field. It is her second year of being nominated with Coach of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. President Trump says progress has been made in talks to end the war with Iran, citing what he calls a great settlement.
The president said, quote, discussions had been approved by Iran's leaders. What that means is yet to be determined, though the president has determined, quote, the naval blockade will remain in full force and effect until this transaction is finalized.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. President Trump announcing his next pick to serve as Director of National Intelligence.
He's nominating Jay Clayton, the top federal prosecutor in New York's Southern District. Clayton previously served as chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. It comes as Congress is at odds over FISA, an act allowing the government to spy on American devices to collect foreign intelligence. That job oversees the coordination of 18 intelligence agencies. America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles.
Alrighty, it's 13 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. It's time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
And the Carolina Hurricanes took care of business at home.
And this one is over. We don't get the official horn. Now we do. Carolina, 4-2 winners in Game 5. They take a 3-2 series lead, and we will talk to you in Sin City. I know they like gold out there, but a big piece of silver is waiting for Carolina.
You heard it all on the Hurricanes Radio Network. That Game 6 will be on Sunday. At the FIFA World Cup, USA will have their first match on Friday against Paraguay at 9 Eastern, and you can catch all the action on Fox TV. On Thursday, out of Group A, South Korea took the lead in the 80th minute and held on to defeat Czechia 2-1, while Mexico shut out South Africa 2-0. In baseball, the Dodgers outscored the Pirates 8-6. Shohei Ohtani hit his 13th home run of the season, but left in the 7th inning due to left knee inflammation.
The World of Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles, as we gently move along here on this Friday edition on The Right Choice. Yeah, let's see here. What's just a reminder that we do have Pure Country tomorrow morning, and that is from 6 o'clock or 6:05. Diane, a couple hours in the country store. Jimmy's in, making sure your vehicles run just fine, mighty fine. And the jukebox, Dwayne Eddy's in the spotlight. Gary Brill's got you covered for that. All this weekend here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Sunny again, highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s, and we'll cool down just a little bit for you Saturday. Upper 80s, low 80s on Sunday, back to upper 80s on Monday and Tuesday. Low 80s Wednesday, Thursday, upper 70s and mid-70s, hopefully a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:20 p.m., and we are at 59 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Right choice, KPRL, here we go.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitter. In Atascadero, your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. Checking in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. I don't know if it's because it's a quarter moon or if that has anything to do with it, but once again, there are a lot of deer out this morning. Lots of them. So, you know, in some of those areas, you just never know. You just never know about those long-legged rats. All right, there's nothing to report here on the world-famous Pet Alert, but if you lose one or find one, give us a call, 238-1230. That's Monday through Fridays. Or the best way is reception at kprl.com. Plain and simple and to the point. That works best. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Firearms trainer and supplier, including all the apparel you could ever need. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, I told you, gave you a little bit of tease about that song that goes back to Christmas 1895. That's next on Music Trivia.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
7.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton and out yonder at the airport, known as the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. For those of you, Friday I play a little bit of a tease of a song. This is the music trivia. And if you think you know the name of the artiste or the name of the song, do attempt to, but remember, we have rules, restrictions, and so forth, and just compliance with constant people calling in, if you get my drift. All right, so, but get close. Do not answer a question with a question, and make sure that your inflection doesn't sound like it's a question. That's not permissible either. So, here it is. Let's see, I have it on the right thing. And good luck again. This goes back from something that is historical. Happened in 1895. Yes. Christmas night, 1895. Good luck. And here we go.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. The name of the song or the artiste? Christmas Night, 1895. Wow. And again, it's one of the most covered songs in American history. As far as I can tell, there is no known writer. I mean, somebody had to write it, but it's
nobody knows, or somebody knows, we just don't know. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Stagger Lee.
Stagger Lee by Lloyd Price. Yes, indeed, sir. Obviously, you're familiar with the song. Do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a cool song. All right. Can you turn down your radio real quick because I need to get your name?
Okay. Paul Curtis.
All right, Paul, I have you down as our final qualifier, and enjoy your weekend, sir.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, here we go, folks. Back to, well, the song from the story. Lee Shelton. That's right, a real guy. Lee Shelton and William Billy Lyons. They were at the Bill Curtis Saloon on Christmas night in 1895, and here's the story.
The night was clear, and the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stagger Lee and Billy, two men who gambled late. Stagger Lee threw seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. Stagger Lee told Billy, I can't let you go with that. You've won all my money in my brand new Stetson hat. Stagger Lee went home and he got his 44. Said, I'm going to the bottom just to pay that debt I owe. Go, Stagger Lee. Nothing.
That's Lloyd Price's version. Now, the story, the historical Stagger Lee was Lee Shelton. He was an African-American pimp living in St. Louis in the late 19th century. He was nicknamed Stag Lee or Stack Lee, et cetera, et cetera. So on Christmas night in 1895, Shelton and his acquaintance, William Billy Lyons, were drinking in the Bill Curtis Saloon. Lyons was also a member of the underworld and may have been a political and a business rival to Shelton. Eventually, the two men got into a dispute, which Lyons took Shelton's Stetson hat. You can hear that in the song. Well, anyway, so subsequently, Shelton shot Lyons, recovered his hat, and left. Lyons died of his injuries, and Shelton was charged, tried, and convicted of the murder in 1897. He was paroled in 1909, but returned to prison in 1911 for assault and robbery. He died incarcerated in 1912. Now, this crime quickly entered into American folklore and became the subject of the song that, part of it that you heard, because they have changed, you know, some of the things over the course of time that, you know, the lyrics change and so forth and so on. But, so whenever you hear this song, just think of this was a historical story, and what a way to spend Christmas. And it ain't exactly a wonderful life, is it? Christmas night, 1895. And Lloyd Price did the best version on this song. So there you go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The City of Atascadero's Summer Movies in the Park series will be starting this Saturday, June 13th, and will return again August 29th. Movies are family-friendly and will begin about 15 minutes after sunset at Colony Park Softball Field 2, 55 at 99 Traffic Way. Before the movie, will be fun games and activities for the whole family at 7 p.m. The movie this Saturday will be Zootopia 2. Fire crews responded to reports of smoke at Adventist Health, Twin Cities Hospital in Templeton yesterday at about 2 p.m. Crews found a smoking AC unit on the roof of the building. After extinguishing the fire, the cause was determined to be a burned-up motor inside the AC. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
The song was first mentioned in 1897, and it was called Stack-A-Lee. And then the Fred Warnings Orchestra recorded a version in 1923, but Lloyd Price had the best and the biggest selling song ever of the title, Stagger-Lee, in 1958. All right, two more to go this hour. Brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7